just a real quick discussion about security, and we've talked about ransomware, we've talked about phishing scams, and people that their business, if you will, is to trick users, and usually a novice user, into providing banking information, providing login credentials, or even providing, in some cases, access to your company network or your computer if it's at home, those kinds of things. So we had one recently that is something that I wanted to bring to your attention, because we don't always realize how vulnerable we are. And I know that our viewership, a lot of you are quite technical. So if somebody phones you and says, "Hi, I'm calling from Microsoft. We noticed that you've got a virus and we need to access your computer. We've got free support. We're going to remote in and help you out." You're probably going to hang up the phone or tell them where to go, you know. Unfortunately, mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or brothers or sisters may not be as savvy as you or I and fall for these unfortunate things.
Very unfortunate.
Yeah. So one gentleman I was speaking with had that happen, where the call came in. Actually, no, I think this guy actually got into the search engines, started looking for help.
Oh.
He was seeking help. And we got to remember, when you go to, you know, if you are going to go to Microsoft's website, it's Microsoft.com. So it's important to understand the difference between the address bar, the top of your browser, versus a search.
Yes.
Because if I search for Microsoft.com, I'm going to get 30 million results, and one of them is Microsoft.com.
That's right.
So this guy was looking for help on installing a printer or some other thing and couldn't get it going, so got into Google and started looking for help and found free support.
Oh, convenient.
We will remote in. We will remote in and take care of your printer drivers for you and get everything up and going.
Oh, no.
Perfectly fine. Now, in this particular case, the folks, now he gave them access, thought they were legit. The folks actually fixed his printer for him.
Service with a smile.
So see how they're getting?
Yes.
See how smart these folks are getting, the people who are creating these phishing scams? They actually fixed the problem, resolved it for him. Now we've got this amazing trust going on.
Right.
Wow, you guys did a great job. Thank you so much. How much do I owe you? Nothing? What? It's free?
Nothing is free.
Now, we also offer a service that we can keep your computer up and running for you and help you out and make sure that everything's hunky-dory all the time. And so he's yeah, I'll opt into that. Sounds fantastic. Along comes their remote administration tool.
Yep.
And now they've got access to his computer 24/7. You don't really know what they're doing with it. Anyways, long story short, he started to get suspicious.
Okay.
Started to think something is not right about this. Like, they're starting to creep me a little bit. They're remoting in and taking over the computer at random times, and things are not quite what he would expect. So he called them up and said, "You know what? I'm not feeling good about this. I'm going to take my computer to my local computer shop. I want to opt out. I want to close down our account." So they said, because they're smart, remember, "We're just going to need to remove our software."
Uh-oh.
So, no problem at all. We're going to get our software off of there. We need you to punch in this code, go to this website, and we're going to access your computer and do this for you. We're going to cancel your account. Cancel their account, they did.
Oh, no.
You ever heard of rm-rf/? Deleted.
Yep. Oh, no.
All of his files.
Oh, no.
Purged everything that was dear to him, his business files, all of his pictures, everything, deleted.
Oh. He didn't have a backup, did he?
Didn't have a backup, no.
Oh, man.
Who has a backup anymore, Jeff?
Oh.
So it starts with tricking the user into giving them access.
Yeah.
It could be a phone call. It could be you actually seeking it out and going on to Google and finding somebody who's providing this service for you. Giving them access to your computer, letting them in, and then now they're not going into destructo mode. They're going into let's build trust mode.
Yep.
Let's make this person believe that they're dealing with a legitimate company. We're going to do that first. So now we've got that trust. Don't violate that.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Now, what would have happened with the software if he had not have told them, just brought it into you?
Well,
would there be a failsafe to the software? Or do you think this is just their scam?
Usually, well, a lot of times what I've seen is they're going to install something like TeamViewer. And
right, okay.
Then what they do is they remove some of like the uninstall entries. They remove some of the visible elements of TeamViewer so that they can remote in. Now, TeamViewer is absolutely legitimate software. It's fantastic, right, as a matter of fact, but it can be used for bad purposes.
Right.
So they hide that TeamViewer in the background so that you don't actually know that it's happening. You don't know that it's watching your computer.
Right.
And so. I haven't yet seen like a Trojan horse where if you don't let them access it, it's going to blow up all your files. This was a legitimate, hey, okay, well, you're going to close this down. We're going to wreak havoc on your files and show you who's in charge. That's what happened.
That's painful.
But I suppose they could. You know, Trojan horse in the software that if it doesn't dial home once a week, then guess what? There go your files. And that's what we see with ransomware, WannaCry, and CryptoLocker, and all the derivatives of both of those and everything else that gets into your system, infiltrates your files, encrypts them so that you don't have access to your documents, your email, anything at all, and then requires you to pay a ransom in order to get them back. So we see that.
That's unfortunate. And I had a friend about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. She got an email from Microsoft that her system required a system update.
From Microsoft?
Yep. It was from Microsoft. It said required a system update and she needed to click this link to be able to access the software and to connect with their live chat support to make sure it installs properly. Well, not cluing in, she did. And next thing you know, she's locked out of her computer and watching explore her computer and she can't do a thing.
Her mouse is turned off. Her keyboard's turned off.
That's
right.
Pull
the Ethernet cable, folks.
Well, that's... Yeah, she did not.
Yep.
What she did is she hit the power button.
Okay.
And then when she turned her computer back on, they still had control.
Oh, yes.
So then she was freaking out.
She installed something.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that antivirus doesn't stop it.
No.
Because there's a question that happens somewhere along the lines of... Do you want to install this application?
That's right.
And when you have those folks on the line, they're going to say, oh, press yes, press okay, press approve, press you know, whatever it takes to get this thing in. And their smoke screen is pretty good, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So all this to say, I mean, if you've got folks in your life that are potentially susceptible to these kinds of attacks, it's up to us to educate them. Because as I say, antivirus is not going to stop this kind of thing, plain and
That's
simple.
Right.
It's not a virus. It's social engineering, it's smarts, and it's trickery. And so if they click the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or open the wrong attachment and say yes, and sometimes Windows doesn't even require, I mean, user access control was put there to make, you know, put the onus on the user. You know, are you sure you want to? Are you sure? 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 People get annoyed with that question. Are you sure?
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes. How do I turn off the darn are you sure question? Oh, you just go into control panel and turn off UAC.
You can do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fantastic. I don't have to deal with that. Are you sure? Are you sure? Every time I open my program, it asks, says this is from an unknown source. Are you sure you want to run it? Yes. This is going to change your hard drive. Are you sure you want to run it? Yes.
See, I've never turned that off. I didn't know you could because I like to see the warning. And if my kids are on the computer, I want them to see.
Really, what it does though is it just puts the responsibility on the user.
Right.
It's not protecting you in any way.
No.
Realistically,
it just causes you to think.
Security through obscurity and by hiding things in the background is not really security at all. But what it does, it makes you think if it's activated. But it causes the user to say yes, yes, and a novice user is just going to say yes, 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 yes.
Yep.
Get out of my face! Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Just like the whole read our user agreement.
Nobody does.
I did once.
Did you?
Yeah,
did you
once.
Sell your firstborn?
No.
Sign up for some kind of Wi-Fi and
it was pretty innocuous. Yeah, it was actually the Tim Hortons Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I was sitting there one day and I'm like, "What does this actually say?" Cuz I'm confident
he had a lot of time on his hands and unlimited free coffee.
It's true. I read through it and it was
wow.
Pretty good. And because I deal in contracts all the time, I actually understood it.
Yeah. So you got to summarize it for people. Maybe open a blog summarizing end user agreements.
Yeah, it was for the most part, it was, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, we won't sell your personal information, but, you know, we may use
we have access
your
to
information.
It. We can monitor it. We can record it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, for marketing purposes and our affiliates and subsidiaries and blah, blah, blah. So they won't say who I was, but they'll tell everybody what I was doing.
Sure.
I was reading a user agreement.
Wow. Yeah, it goes back to encryption, for example. You go on a website, and it's encrypted, so you're safe.
Right.
But the URL is still known.
Mm-hmm.
The URL is not private.
That's right.
Your ISP knows exactly what websites you're going to.
Yep.
And that's how it works. That's the nature of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Just when it's encrypted, presumably, they can't read the passwords and things like that that are being transacted back and forth between the servers. So,
yep.
So educate your friends, educate your family, and let folks know that, hey, you got to be really, really cautious of this. Don't turn off UAC. Really think about these questions. I had one today who called me up and said, I've got this pop-up on my screen. What do I do? It says, do I want to accept or not accept whatever the option is? Deny.
Mm-hmm.
And she legitimately was not sure what to do. And I said, okay, well, screenshot it for me. And she took a picture with her phone and sent it to me. And it was some obscure website that she's never been to, she's never heard of, and it's trying to install something on her computer. Probably an infected advertisement on one of the websites she's looking at, something like that. I said, do you ever frequent that website? She said, no, I never even heard of it. And yet, your computer is saying that it's going to install something on your computer. Do you want to accept this? How do we think we should answer that question?
Nope.
She was smart, Jeff. She called.
Which
she
is good.
She asked the question. If it was 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning, she might have just said, okay, because, you know, I'm not at my office.
Right.
Right? What do you do in that case? So,
people.
So it is about education, knowing these things so that we can protect ourselves, our family, our friends.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true.